Hello, everyone. What's going on? It's Ruth here. And in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you a team training that I actually did last night. And it was really super powerful because I think it brought some clarity to what people should be posting to connect with others on social media so that they can actually start attracting the people that they intend to attract in their business. If you like this episode, make sure you give it a like, share it in your stories, tag me at Ruth Ann Sheridan, and I will absolutely give you a shout out. If you love this, share it with your teams and really help them start attracting the right people into their businesses. Okay, guys. So I want to move in to some social media content just to help give you guys a little bit more clarity around social media and a little bit more, I'm going to call it ease, not easy, but ease. Ease being showing up on social media in a relaxed state. So, and I'm talking about this today because you guys know I coach the Inner Circle in Matt Morris's group, and I did one of the private groups today. There, we have a hot seat where we review some of their social media. And there's a woman there who's been in that group for a long, long time. She's extremely analytical like I am, right? Like I was. I used to be so analytical that I could barely have a conversation with someone on social media. Someone would reach out and I would freeze. Like I wouldn't know what to say. And I was all wrapped up in, am I saying the right thing? Am I going to lose this person? Am I going to turn them off? And we had a really good discussion around that about, number one, you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. And you have to embrace that, right? Because you will come across people where it's just so easy. It's just so easy. Like they ask you for information, you send it, they go, I'm ready, and they sign up. And then other people, they ask you for information and, you know, it's a struggle. So always embrace the fact you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. So try not to get so wrapped up in the words, but get wrapped up in the delivery of the words. Okay. And what that means is, and you want to think about these conversations that you're having with people, that they're almost like your best friend, or they're your neighbor that you see every morning when you go out and pick the paper up off the porch, right? It's that relaxed. And when you speak to people or when you leave voice clips, you're talking like you regularly talk, like you would talk to a friend, right? And I think when we can shift the way we start viewing social media, then that's going to help you do that more naturally. Now, what do I mean by that? Social media, the key to social media, the answer is in the name of it. It's social media, right? It's social. Social media was built for people to be social. It wasn't built for people to do marketing on, even though we do, and the world's greatest advertisers advertise on social media because that's where the people are. But social media is meant to be social. So what does that mean? It means we're creating relationships with people, right? Now, how do we more effectively do that? Well, we can do it in our communication style when we leave our voice clips or we have conversations with people, right? We're just there to help them. It can also mean the way you're delivering your content. So, you know, I thought a lot about it and tried to figure out an easy way to describe content that is social, that creates relationship. And I made some notes here. I call it the three L's, and they're kind of funny. So the three L's are basically, every piece of social media you guys create, I don't care if it's on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Reels, doesn't matter. It should fit into one of three categories. And before you post it, look at your post and ask yourself, which of these three L's does this post fall into? If it doesn't fall into one of them, then the post is probably not going to get a lot of traction. Now, always remembering we're on social media to be social, okay? So the first L is learning. First L is learning. You're teaching something. Now, it doesn't always have to be about the, you know, how to overcome this with our product or how to overcome that with our products, right? How to have non-toxic products with our products. You know, what are you guys good at? What are you good at in your life that you could teach? And I know you are all good at different things and we're all very unique, right? So what could you get on social media and teach someone to become a person of value to attract people? What could you talk about? What could you talk about? What could you teach someone? So not every single post regarding teaching has to be about your business or your products. It could be something totally different that is interesting, right? It's being social. Now we have posts that educate about our products and so on, but if every single post is like that, then it gets dull. People aren't going to come back and see your stuff, right? So that's learning, okay? Learning slash teaching. That's the first kind of post. So when you do a post like that, ask yourself, is this post teaching something to someone or is someone going to learn something from it? That's valuable. That's social. The next L I call laughing, okay? You could also call it entertaining. So people are on social media to be entertained as well. Now you may say to yourself, like I said to myself for years, I'm not funny. We're not funny. I am a boring accountant, right? But what parts of my life can I show that could be entertaining? That could be a little bit different, right? So I show videos of the chickens. Reg can be really entertaining. So I show stuff of Reg, right? But you have to think about what do you have in your life that if you're not the funny one and I'm not the funny one, what could you show that could be entertaining? Maybe you've got kids that, you know, act fun or silly or do funny things, or maybe, you know, maybe you love animals and you see something funny about the animals, some funny meme or something that you could post. But think about what's important to you? What do you have in your life? And what could you share that is entertaining, right? You could even share another reel of not necessarily yourself or another TikTok of yourself. You could share someone else's in your story that is entertaining. So that's the other one. So we've got learning, we've got laughing, and all those little things we show about us allow people to come to know, like, and trust us. Because remember, we're being social and we're creating relationships, right? So ask yourself, what could I start posting? You know, what are some of the funny things that happen? What are some of the funny things that I see? What are some of the funny things I see online that I personally enjoy that I could share that I think someone else might like, right? That's how I started. I started finding funny memes that actually made me like belly laugh, and I have a weird sense of humor, and I would post them, and some of them wouldn't get any traction because they were so weird. But that's how I started getting out of my comfort zone about showing up kind of just as me, as the real me. And it's interesting now because often when I connect with people and they're interested about Melaleuca or our products, or they saw a product post or a wellness box post, when I talk to them, they talk to me like they know me. I have no idea who they are. They're like, I just enrolled a lady tonight. And she's like, so how's Reg doing? I haven't seen him online much. Really? So think about what could you show about your life where people go, oh my gosh, Tammy, like your kids are so cute. Oh my gosh. Like, you know, or something like that. The last one, this is a weird word. I'm going to qualify it. I'm going to call it lust, but it's not lust in a weird way. It's lust in terms of like showing up on social media with energy around what you do in your life and what you do in your business. Now, why do I say that's lust? It's because the people who are watching that, you want them to say, oh my gosh, I want that. I want her confidence. I want her lifestyle. I want her health. I want her happiness. I want her energy. I want to have something in my life that I'm excited about. And I watch her talk about her business and she's so excited. I want that. I'm bored. I want that. I don't feel like I have purpose. Oh my gosh, I hear what she talks about her purpose. I want that. They lust after what you portray. So showing up in a way where maybe you're talking about your business and how much you love it and how passionate you are about helping people with inflation or with, having purpose in their life or whatever it is, right? People will feel that energy and they'll lust for it. They'll go, I want that. I mean, I watched some of Dan's videos. Dan, your TikToks are getting really, really good. They're really good. And the way you're showing up has totally shifted. You're showing up with so much confidence now. And it's like, people are going to start watching those, your followers, and they're going to go, I want that. I want that energy that he has. What does he do? I have to connect with him. So think about it that way, right? When you show up passionately so that people want that energy for themselves and their lives, right? And that's so much of what we have here. So much of what we have is learning, community, self-development, living with a purpose, living to help people. And when you can show up with that energy, people just like, they just start reaching out and they go, they're attracted to you because you're being social. And by the way, they're interested in shopping. So we have to shift our view of social media from, I got to get a box, like a post out with me with that freaking box all the time. Or I got to be talking about, you know, I got to be cleaning something and showing people how good this works. Well, those are all important from time to time to let people know what you do and what you have. We can't keep it a secret. We don't want to keep it a secret. But you got to be social. People are going to be attracted to you, not the box. They're going to have to feel comfortable with you before they reach out about the box. And I think if you follow sort of that, the three L's, then the feel of your social media will feel less salesy. And I'm not saying your social media is salesy. You know, we've got to post people pictures of the box and stuff to let people know what we have. But I think the energy around your social media will be much more social, and it'll really help attract more people to you when you do those more businessy posts. So that's kind of on my three L's. And what else have I got here? The other thing is the only thing, other thing I'll mention is, and this is a little bit off topic, but you've got to be showing the plan, right? It's not about followers. It's not about engagement. It's about showing the plan to people. So that social media framework, if you follow it, will allow you to show the plan more often. And it's the plan that gets the enrollment, right? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a comment about what your biggest takeaway was. And also let me know what future trainings you'd like to see. And I'll be happy to share them in podcast form with you. Have an amazing day.